KNDK 1080, Maverick 105. It's the morning show at 8:46. We're looking for a sun cloud mix, 75 and 23 today. We'll have details on your forecast coming up. Coming up next week, we're going to speak pretty extensively with Colleen Kettenhofer. Now, she is also known as the Boss Whisperer, and she's going to have the biggest pet peeves that bosses have that you should avoid at all costs, things that you can do, the top three things to make sure that you keep your job, even in this economy. But I wanted to talk this part right now because she was talking about, you know, if you're in a job situation, having an exit plan.
If it's getting to where a situation is so bad, it's affecting your health, that's when it's time to get out.
Right.
You know, if you can with that difficult job, or at least, you know, have an exit plan for down the road.
Right.
Because as you know, life can be short, and it's not worth it to stay there endlessly.
The big exit plan.
Yes.
The big and final exit plan.
Uh-huh.
Which some people believe is going to be Saturday, which...
Oh, I know. I heard about that. I saw
just
that
talked
on
to one
internet.
Of those guys at 2:30 this afternoon.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It's like, something about May 21st.
Yes.
And,
And it was the gay. As soon as they saw the gay pride sign, that was when it was the final proof. And I honestly think God loves everyone. I do.
I think so too. And I think it's not for anyone else to judge.
Right. Yeah.
If
what you do
other
is so wrong,
judge other people.
Right. Yeah. That goes to a higher authority than that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
Than for me to be
like
judging
that.
You.
That's a great saying.
And hopefully we'll both be here on Monday.
Yes. Yeah, really, good point.
Or if there was the rapture, hopefully we're both gone. If it was the rapture and it's me and you here, that's going to be bad.
Okay.
Thanks, Colleen.
Okay, bye-bye, Mike.
Bye-bye. So, you can also get more information by going to ColleenSpeaks.com, but we're going to be talking lots more with Colleen. We're speaking with Colleen Kettenhofer. She's known as the Boss Whisperer. She sees fired people. In this economy, I would imagine, Colleen, that you've been very busy.
Oh, I have. Between people not being in jobs, and I feel so sorry for anyone who is out there looking for a job, but also people who are worried about losing their jobs. So I've been hired by a lot of associations and conferences and even some companies now to come in and have me talk about, what can employees do to really make sure that they're in good graces with their boss and to make sure that they're doing everything they can to be seen as an exemplary employee.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I will say, I never feared for my job before. I was always under the impression that as long as I did what was asked of me and I always did a little more and that I was a good employee and doing my job, that I didn't have to worry. Well, I had that rug pulled out from under me twice in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so the fear of losing your job, I think, can be almost as bad as losing one, you know?
I think so, too. I think sometimes the anticipation is worse. And I do know of a lot of people who are worried about losing their jobs. And overall, these are, you know, decent, hardworking people. It's just a matter of their organizations are cutting back so much. And, you know, I was on another radio program earlier this week, and somebody called in from Human Resources, and she brought up an excellent point. She said, you know, it goes both ways. She goes, the bosses have to be outstanding if they want to keep the outstanding employees, or at mm-hmm. least keep them performing at that level. And I thought that was an excellent point, because really that's how all of this got started, is over 15 years ago, I started going into corporations and speaking at conferences, really for managers on how to effectively manage people. And that's when I started hearing about what their biggest pet peeves were and what they never want to see. And so there was a way that I very specifically compiled all the research and put it in the book, mm-hmm. Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, just because I thought, you know, this can really help people who are worried about losing their jobs.
And once again, her book is Secrets Your Boss Won't Tell You. It's Colleen Kettenhofer, and she has Bounce Back Hire, HIGHER.com.
A greeting, friendship, a bond of trust, or an agreement.
We're speaking with Colleen Kettenhofer. She has, she's known as the Boss Whisperer. She sees fired people. And she has ways to keep from one of them being you.
There was a way that I very specifically compiled all the research and put it in the book, mm-hmm. Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, just because I thought, you know, this can really help people who are worried about losing their jobs.
So this might seem like it's, you know, just obvious to a boss, but to, you know, an employee, perhaps a young new employee, it necessarily isn't, you know, obvious. So what did you, what were the ones that you kept hearing over and over?
Let me share with you first what I started to do when I would conduct seminars, whether they were big or small. Even sometimes I would conduct like an impromptu interview if I met a boss mm-hmm. or a business owner on the airplane or airport.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
And so what I would do is in my speaking engagements, I would say, okay, if I had a group of employees sitting right here, what would you all tell them are your biggest frustrations that they need to avoid at all costs? Said, you know, come up with your top 10 biggest pet peeves. So they wrote them all down, and, you know, a lot of times they would laugh and say, you know, just 10? We can come up with a lot more than 10.
Right, yeah.
And then either I or somebody in the audience, you know, we'd find someone who would kind of volunteer to be Vanna, and they would write down the biggest pet peeves,
uh-huh.
and then I took a large green felt pen, very high tech, and I checked off the ones that came up over and over, and I probably could have stopped after doing this with 100 managers, but in my obsessive compulsive ways, I thought, well, if 100 is good, 200 is even better. So
right.
I did this with about 200 managers and supervisors, even people at the dog park that I knew were managers. I would interview them. And then what I also did is I interviewed a handful of CEOs.
And I do have to go back for just a moment back to the managers of dog parks. I just want to picture managers, especially many of my managers, picking up poo. Okay, so we've gone there, done that. So that's Colleen Kettenhofer. She has bouncebackhire.com. Her book is Secrets Your Boss Won't Tell You. Much more later on.
Mike Walsh on Maverick 105.
Right now we're talking with Colleen Kettenhofer. She's the boss whisperer. She sees fired people, and she can tell you how not to be one of them.
I did this with about 200 managers and supervisors, even people at the dog park that I knew were managers. I would interview them. And then what I also did is I interviewed a handful of CEOs.
And I do have to go back for just a moment back to the managers of dog parks. I just want to picture managers, especially many of my managers, picking up poo. Okay, so we've gone there, done that. So as I look over some of your some of the list, the one that hits my heart the most is C, High Drama, the Gossipers, the Putzers. Those are some of my favorite people, though.
Oh, well, you know, it's so funny because a lot of times in my programs when we talk about gossip, I'll always have people say, oh, but Colleen, that's half the fun of coming to work.
I know, that's the only reason to come.
I mean, let's face it, we all want to know a little bit of the gossip, right? And sometimes I think the high drama people provide entertainment.
Right.
But I know for managers, they can be a real problem. And number two, second on the list, and I can go back to number one if you want, but number two and three were so huge, they might as well have been number one.
Right.
Number two was the person, the negative person, mm-hmm. the problem child whiner who complains, never has solutions or wants the boss to solve them. Or they're going around interrupting everybody, talking about how busy they are, but I call them busy doing nothing.
Right, yeah.
So really, just your problem child whiner who brings everybody down, and they're a pet peeve for the coworkers too. And then yes, number three, high drama. And this is similar to the negativity pet peeve because high drama people leave the same bitter aftertaste,
right.
The disruptive gossips, these are the ones that really go on and on, the tattletales, the sense of entitlement employees, the pot stirrers. I call those people pot stirrers because they just seem to have a desire for dissension and stirring up trouble.
Once again, that's Colleen Kettenhofer. Her book is Secrets Your Boss Won't Tell You, and you can get it at the website bouncebackhire.com.
Mike Walsh on Maverick 105.